On Tuesday, lawmakers heard Juneau House Representative Sarah Hannan's bill for the first time during a House State Affairs Committee meeting. Hannan, a Juneau Democrat, pre-filed House Bill 250 in early January, ahead of the legislative session. In a presentation to the committee, Hannan called her bill pro-law enforcement. She says it's aimed at increasing police transparency and communication in Alaska.
Masked law enforcement is wrong on many levels. When officers conceal their faces, they compromise transparency, communication, and the public's perception of accountability.
Hannan's bill comes in the wake of public outrage across the nation after a masked immigration and customs enforcement officer shot and killed a Minnesota woman on camera. Another man was killed by a U.S. Customs and Border Patrol officer in Minneapolis just weeks later. The deaths drew heavy criticism. Minnesota and congressional leaders pressed the Trump administration over the facts and legality of actions by federal officers. That's as protests over immigration enforcement have ramped up across the country. Representative Andy Story, also a Democrat from Juneau, spoke about the unrest in Minnesota, which is her home state.
I think about the harm that's happening, what we're hearing about on the federal level now when people are coming into communities, and it's significant psychological harm that I have been hearing and reading about, and I think that's what you're trying to prevent in this bill for that happening here.
Other states across the U.S. have sought to impose similar bans. On Monday, a federal court blocked enforcement of a law in California that sought to bar federal and local officers from wearing masks. The judge ruled it violated a federal doctrine that prohibits state laws from discriminating against the federal government, in this case, specifically federal agents. However, Hannan's bill, as drafted, would ban anyone acting as a law enforcement officer in Alaska from wearing a mask while on duty, including federal, state, and local agents. The ban does exempt medical masks, transparent safety shields, cold weather masks, or masks worn by undercover officers. An officer who violates the ban would be charged with a Class B misdemeanor per violation, which is punishable by up to 90 days in jail and a $2,000 fine. At Tuesday's hearing, some lawmakers were skeptical.
I'm seriously concerned about this bill, actually.
That's House Representative Kevin McCabe, a Big Lake Republican. He argued that masks are a tool that can prevent attacks and doxing of officers. He questioned whether the bill was necessary in Alaska.
I have never seen a masked officer that wasn't on a snowmobile, actually, in Alaska. So I'm not sure that this is actually a problem, but I do think it is a tool.
Hannan said ahead of this year's legislative session that she saw the bill as a way to start a conversation about the issue. It's unclear if it will have enough support to advance in the legislature. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.